Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brian Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville, where we're learning more about an overnight shooting that left one man dead.
And at 8 o'clock, I'm tracking big delays around the Triangle, three separate crashes, including some huge backups on 540 westbound. I'll show you how bad the situation is right now on the north side of Raleigh.
And some cloud cover out there. That's keeping our temperatures cool this morning, mainly in the 60s. But I'll show you why it'll be 10 degrees cooler this afternoon than it was yesterday.
This morning, Raleigh City Council members will meet to discuss an uptick in crime in Glenwood South. Coming up, I'll explain what new police data is revealing about the area.
It's feeling like Monday part two. Hey, we understand how it goes. You know, we've lost 10 degrees from yesterday's feeling like fall, but a nice pleasant start. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we had a beautiful sunrise this morning. It turned into beautiful blue sky. It's going to be another nice day out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Another great day for golf, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. We take a look outside and you can see a good bit of cloud cover right now. We're going to see variably cloudy skies. It'll feel like yesterday where it's gray for a bit and then we'll have the clouds break up and we'll see a little sunshine on and off. Temperature 66 degrees. Our wind is out of the northeast right now at 8 miles per hour. That northeasterly wind is coming off the Atlantic, bringing in a little bit of moisture, enough so that we'll see some cloud cover. That's typically a pattern for us. We get into the fall, winter, and spring. We see a northeasterly wind, and it typically means overcast skies. And today, we'll have some breaks in the clouds. The coverage that we'll see today is going to be 60 to 70% in the morning, and then 70 to 80% of the sky covered with clouds later on this afternoon. Even so, it's likely to be a dry day. 67 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 65 in Rocky Mount, 64 in South Hill. We'll climb to 70 by lunchtime, and then we'll hold it in the mid-70s. That flow coming out of the northeast will keep it about 10 degrees cooler this afternoon. We do still have some activity in the tropics. We'll check that out coming up in just a little bit. Brian?
It's 8:02 right now, Elizabeth. We are watching three big backups right now around the Triangle. We're going to start off on the eastern side of Wake County at 87 and Hodge Road in Knightdale. We're looking back toward the 540 interchange, and on that southbound side, we have a couple of right lanes blocked with a crash there with injuries. You can see an ambulance there on the scene. Traffic appears to be getting by in one right or one left lane through that area, and we're seeing some big slowdowns. About a 30-minute delay overall on 87 southbound from 64 business out toward the 440 interchange. Something new in the past few minutes, it looks like, according to sensors at least, if you can pick up 87 southbound from 540 or Hodge Road, you're in pretty good shape heading back toward the 440 interchange. So a little bit of improvement there, but the delays are building coming in from Wendell Falls Parkway and Smithfield Road back toward 540. Also still tracking some heavy delays on the north side of Raleigh, a crash on 540 westbound right around the Six Forks Road interchange, blocking the left lane at last check. A 30-minute delay as you come in from Lewisburg Road back toward Six Forks Road. And as we zoom into that area, it's been looking fine at the Six Forks Road 540 interchange. So pick it up from there, and 540 westbound looks fine heading out toward Highway 50. But coming in from Falls of Neuse Road, Capitol Boulevard, Lewisburg Road, you're going to see some very heavy ramp delays as you approach that 540 interchange. And in Hillsboro, we're still watching those backups on 40 eastbound. We had an earlier crash right around the old NC 86 interchange. The delays are lingering between 85 down toward old 86 right now. Still measuring, according to our sensors, about a 6-minute backup overall.
Following breaking news out of Fayetteville this morning, a man is dead after a shooting early this morning. This happened on Lady Slipper Drive, which you see on this map, just off Cumberland Road here. Brett Neese was on that scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as police investigated.
The home where this all happened is just down the way here on Lady Slipper Drive. I want to show you a video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of the scene up close. You can see crime scene tape blocks off the rest of the roadway there and surrounds that one home. This is a row of mobile homes off of Cumberland Road. Sheriff's deputies got a 911 call around 12:30 and were here within minutes. That's when they found a man who had been shot. He was pronounced dead here at the scene. I'm working to learn that man's name, as well as whether or not Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies have a suspect in mind. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRL News.
A man is in the hospital this morning after what appears to be a shooting on Poole Road in Raleigh. This all happened just after midnight. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as police cleared the scene. Officers were only there for about an hour. Raleigh police say the man suffered injuries consistent with a bullet wound. He is expected to recover. No word on whether anyone was arrested.
Western Boulevard is back open this morning after a crash shut it down near I-440. It happened in the diverging diamond portion of the road around 11:30 last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as several police cars and fire trucks blocked off the road. We're working to learn what caused this crash and whether anyone was hurt.
Downtown Raleigh is seeing an increase of crimes, and that has city leaders thinking about how to improve safety. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now. Kelsey's city council working today to find ways to protect people, right?
Yes, Michelle, good morning. This morning, a committee made up of Raleigh City Council members will meet to discuss an uptick in crime here in Glenwood South and throughout the downtown area. Now, I want everyone to check out this video of a shooting that happened here just over a week ago where a man was shot and three people were arrested. Raleigh's Mayor Marianne Baldwin says the city is still considering hiring private security to combat crime downtown.
In order to have eyes on the street, this is something that the downtown business owners have asked for, downtown residents have asked for. This isn't something that just came out of nowhere.
There were 36 drug and firearm violations, 33 firearms seized, and 34 arrests made in Glenwood South last month. And all of those numbers are up from what we saw in July. And the city reports that there were more than 430 911 calls made from this area in August. Raleigh police will be at this meeting to present information about what they're doing to address this problem right now and what could be done in the future. That meeting is scheduled for this morning at 11:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A car fire caused major backups at RDU this morning. Look at this video. It happened around 5 a.m. Several viewers sent us videos, and you can see a car on the side of the road there completely engulfed in flames. Multiple agencies responded and were able to put that fire out. Thankfully, nobody was injured.
The director of Nash County Social Services is out of her role effective immediately. WRL obtained a letter from the Health and Human Services director in Nash County saying the interim director is now in charge. WRL's Lena Tillett is part of the team that has been investigating the agency for months after the deaths of two children in its care. Amy Pridgen Hamlet had been the director of the agency since 2018. This move comes 2 weeks after the state announced it was taking over child welfare services at Nash DSS. A WRL investigation uncovered that in 3 years' time, two children died in the agency's care. One-year-old Chase Hilliard in 2020 and eight-year-old Crystal Lane earlier this year. In both cases, law enforcement or Nash DSS's own social workers recommended the children be removed from homes they believed were not safe. But leadership did not approve their removal. The board's chair says while Pridgen Hamlet is no longer the director, it doesn't mean she is entirely out at Nash DSS. Interim director Sarah Bradshaw now leads the department. She has decades of experience as the DSS director in Sampson County and as interim director in Durham. Tonight, parents in Morrisville will get a chance to express their concerns with the Wake County Public School System's plans to assign some students to new schools. The school system unveiled its reassignment proposal for next school year. They did that last week, and it is designed to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes. It would shuffle students in and out of 21 different schools. Some of those kids who have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. WRL spoke with one parent who says under this plan, she would have one child on a traditional calendar and another on year-round.
So just that impact to stability from a family perspective is something that many of the folks in this neighborhood who have more than one child are going to have to learn to deal with.
Tonight's meeting happens at 6 o'clock. It is the first of four virtual meetings about the reassignment plan. You can find links to attend on the school system's website.
President Joe Biden plans to be in Michigan today to visit with striking auto workers on the picket line. In a social media post, Biden says he will stand in solidarity with the men and women of UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. UAW President Sean Fain invited Biden to join the picket line. Auto workers at three key plants have been on strike since September 15th. Last Friday, the UAW escalated the strike to include nearly 40 parts distribution centers in 20 states.
10 minutes after 8 right now on your Tuesday. We know now who will hit the stage tomorrow night for the second GOP debate. Up next, who made the cut and who did not qualify?
And ChatGPT is getting some upgrades. We'll explain how the technology is becoming more responsive to users.
And some pleasant temperatures ahead. Cooler today than it was yesterday. Then we're going to hold it in the 70s well into the weekend. We'll talk about what's happening in the tropics. A few systems there to take a look at coming up.
Eight 13, the time right now. You're looking live at a cloudy Fayetteville right now as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That is pretty much what is holding true all around our viewing area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with many more views.
Yes, and lots of cloud cover too. We take a look at Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill. We're seeing clouds across the area. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course our Fayetteville newsroom right there. We're going to see some sunshine on and off today, but it'll be broken clouds here and there. More clouds and sunshine today. We still have some active storms in the tropics. Tropical storm Philippe, as of the 5 o'clock advisory, moving northwest at 13 miles. Miles per hour with winds at 50. It's not likely to get much stronger, not likely to get above her tropical storm strength and just fizzle out as we get closer to the weekend. So this storm does not look like it's going to affect land. It'll end up fizzling out north of the Leeward Islands and before it gets to the Bahamas. So that'll be the end of Philippe, but we have another one coming off the coast of Africa. This one, a 90% chance of developing. It's likely to move west and then take a northerly turn. So at this point, anyway, following the computer model plots, looks like it's going to turn northward out into the Atlantic and miss Bermuda. And again, not really be anything that impacts land. Of course, we had plenty of impacts last weekend with Ophelia. Take a look at the rainfall now for the last 30 days, of course, including what we saw from Ophelia. Most of us are looking at 100 to almost 200% of our normal rainfall in the last 30 days. And it's even more than that, over 200% around Sampson County and up into Northampton County. So it was a lot of rain. I know there's still some folks, especially along the coast, that are trying to clean up from that. And, you know, it's good to see rain. You don't want to ever see flooding, but it's good to see that at least we are, you know, on track with our rainfall. Satellite and radar. We take a look at the big picture. Things are going to be pretty quiet for us. We do have a low sitting off the coast. That is helping to funnel cool air into the region, which is why we'll be 10 degrees cooler today. And a good bit of cloud cover, too. As that low starts to drift a little farther south, we'll see more sunshine potentially by, say, tomorrow and Thursday. Another system to the north and west fizzles out. So we're looking pretty quiet. Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend for us with pleasant temperatures and partly cloudy skies. And that's great news for the Bluegrass Festival that actually kicks off today for the musicians. And of course, they'll be playing in the evenings in different venues starting tonight. But of course, the Street Festival is Friday and Saturday. The weather looks great for that. Looking at 75 on Friday and Saturday. We warm back up to almost 80 degrees on Monday, Brian.
Here at 8:15, just in, reports of a crash on 40 westbound, away from the Rock Quarry Road area out toward Hammond Road. They're in between those two interchanges, and you can see some of that slow traffic on the westbound side of I-40 leaving the Rock Quarry Road area. About a 10-minute delay overall from 440 out toward US 1. Still tracking these delays on 87 southbound as you approach the 540 interchange in Knightdale. Looks like they've been able to reopen the center and left lanes out there. Looks like the right lane still is blocked there at 540. About a 32-minute delay showing up overall on 87 southbound as you head away from the Knightdale Boulevard area out toward 540. Soon as you get through that 540 interchange, traffic's flowing freely at Hodge Road and also back toward New Hope Road toward 440 and that interchange. If you're picking up 87 southbound from Wendell Falls Parkway or Smithfield Road, you're going to run into those heavy delays this morning. A lot of minor crashes showing up around Raleigh this morning. We do have a report of a fairly serious crash, apparently with injuries up at Six Forks Road, at Sandy Forks Road. Still seeing some delays with that one. Also still tracking these backups on 540 westbound from that earlier crash right around the Six Forks Road, at the Six Forks Road interchange. About a 20-minute delay from Lewisburg Road out towards Six Forks Road, and still, if you can pick up 540 westbound from Six Forks, you'll be on the other side of those delays. The past few minutes, the sensor readings are looking a lot better around that earlier crash site, which indicates they are starting to make some progress getting that cleared up.
All right. Thank you, Brian. More than 600,000 more North Carolinians will become eligible for Medicaid on December 1st. Governor Cooper made the announcement yesterday from the executive mansion. The expansion was tied to the state budget, which lawmakers approved Friday, and Cooper said he would allow to become law. The expansion offers health insurance to single adults making under $20,000 a year. A family of three earning under $34,000 combined would also be eligible.
A couple of schools taking a more serious look at their safety protocols after two recent incidents where guns were found on campuses. One of those guns was brought to school by a 7-year-old. Also, a high school student in Johnston County is accused of having a gun in a car at Clayton High School last week. But in that separate incident, the 7-year-old in Nash County brought a gun to Winstead Avenue Elementary School in Rocky Mount. The child's uncle was charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and improper storage of a firearm. WRL spoke with a defense attorney about those charges.
We don't have safe storage laws in North Carolina. You don't have to secure your gun, but you have to keep it away from children.
A juvenile petition was filed in Johnston County for the gun at Clayton High School. Investigators say there was no threat to the safety of students or staff in either incident.
Seven Republican presidential hopefuls will be part of the GOP's second debate tomorrow night. The Republican National Committee says Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott will be on the debate stage. Asa Hutchinson, who was part of the first debate, did not meet the RNC's criteria for this one. Former President Donald Trump also will not participate. He previously announced that he would skip the debate and travel to Detroit for a speech instead.
A growing number of studies shows so-called forever chemicals cause harm to wildlife, particularly in those that are endangered species or at risk of extinction. Researchers looked at more than 200 studies that detected more than 120 unique PFAS compounds. This was in more than 600 animal species, including alligators, freshwater fish, and many other animals. Researchers say they expect contamination to ripple through the food chain, potentially increasing health risks to humans. Other studies have linked forever chemical exposure to chronic diseases like cancer, developmental issues, and birth defects in humans. To learn more about PFAS, you can watch our WRAL documentary, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water, by going to WRAL.com under the documentary tab. Costco is recalling almost 50,000 mattresses because of mold concerns. 500 customers have reported mold problems with their NovaForm Comfort Grand 14-inch and Dreamway 8-inch mattresses. All were purchased this year. Many of the reports were for mattresses sold out on West Coast stores. They were also sold online, though, and the mold may have occurred because of the exposure to water when the mattresses were being made. Customers should contact the manufacturer, FX, for a full refund.
This morning, family and friends are remembering longtime actor David McCollum. McCollum died Monday at 90 years old. The actor played Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard on NCIS. The show's executive producers shared memories of working with McCollum, saying he never let us down. He was quite simply a legend.
Today, veterans will learn more about employment opportunities in North Carolina. The NC Defense Summit gets started today at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills. More than 300 people will be there to network as part of the transitioning military hiring event. It's designed to bridge the gap between veterans and employers. The summit continues through tomorrow.
Journey is coming to Raleigh in 2024. The legendary rock band is scheduled to play at PNC Arena Saturday, February 17th. It's part of a 30-city tour across North America for the band's 50th anniversary Freedom Tour. Toto will be the opening act. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10.
You'll now be able to have a conversation with ChatGPT thanks to an AI chatbot. You'll be able to make requests, like having it tell your kids a bedtime story. The chatbot will also be able to respond to questions. The new feature has similarities to Amazon's Alexa and Apple's Siri voice assistants. It'll be available within the app in the next couple of weeks.
Wake Tech is teaming up with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wake County for a new partnership. It'll provide a full-time college liaison for Boys and Girls Club members. They'll work on career exploration, degree and non-degree program options, financial aid, resume development, job interview skills, and other activities. An announcement to launch the partnership is happening at 3:30 this afternoon at the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center in Raleigh. And a Wisconsin woman's record-setting collection of Winnie the Pooh collectibles, it's getting even bigger. Deb Hoffman had 3,000 items when she was first recognized by Guinness World Records 15 years ago. Now she has more than 23,000. Her collection is so big, she had to add an addition to her house just to display all these Winnie the Pooh collectibles. Oh my goodness. She finds items at thrift stores, online, and she also buys from other collections.
What we have found over the years is everything that we've done to be part of the collection, we've gone different places, we've met different people. And I think to myself, why would I want to give that up?
She's even written a book about her collection and the places that it has taken her. I mean, he's a cute bear, you know.
I love the fact that she had to add another wing to her house for that.
Yeah.
I don't think she had to.
No.
But she chose to.
Not
her
a
husband's
new bathroom.
On board with the whole thing too, and no right. duplicates, right?
No,
I mean, they're all
insane.
Unique originals.
It's impressive.
Beyond,
yeah.
More help could be on the way for people dealing with long COVID. Coming up in our next half hour, the breakthrough that'll help scientists better diagnose the chronic condition.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We got to get back over to Brian Schrader. He is still following those backups on I-87, Brian.
On the southbound side, we still have that crash at the I-540 interchange. This is the camera at Hodge Road looking back there at 540. Looks like everything's been moved over to the right shoulder. Still, though, we're seeing a 30-minute delay showing up on sensors. Most of that is between Wendell Falls Parkway and that 540 interchange. Also still watching backups on 540 westbound on the north side of Raleigh from Lewisburg Road out towards Six Forks Road, and just picking up some big delays on 40 eastbound in South Durham. Looks like we have a crash right around the Highway 55 interchange, Elizabeth.
And a lot of cloud cover out there, too, this morning. We take a live look at Apex, and you can see the gray skies, but temperatures are feeling nice. We're starting off in the mid-60s this morning, 64 in Tarboro, 67 Fayetteville, 66 in Irwin and Goldsboro, 66 in Rocky Mount, and in Wilson, too. We'll climb to 70 at lunchtime, mid-70s during the afternoon, so all day it's going to be comfortable to be out with the dogs. And even though it's cloudy, we're likely to be rain-free.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news in Cumberland County, where a homicide investigation is underway, is happening on Lady Slipper Drive in Fayetteville. Police say a man was shot around 12:30 this morning and died at the scene. And this morning, a committee made up of Raleigh City Council members will meet to talk about the increase in crime on Glenwood South and throughout the downtown area. The city reports there were more than 430 911 calls from this area in August. Next on Fox 50, how parents of Wake County students can give their opinion on the new school reassignment plan. And next on Today, Grammy award-winning trio Lady A performs brand new music.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A man is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. Brett Neese was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And it's a pleasant start this morning. Starting off with temperatures in the mid-60s, it will be much cooler this afternoon than yesterday, and I'll show you why and how long that will last.
This morning, Raleigh City Council members will meet to discuss crime and Glenwood South. Just ahead, what police data is revealing about the area.
8:30 is the time right now as we welcome you into our WRL studio on a Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we started with a lot of sunshine this morning. Now the clouds are starting to build in. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, that's what we can look for the rest of the day, too.
Yeah, we'll take a live look here across Wake County. And you can see these little puffy cumulus clouds close to the ground, but then a good bit of cloud cover in the mid and upper levels as well. We're going to have some time periods today where we have a few breaks in the clouds and we'll see a little sunshine. sunshine, but the clouds are going to be the dominant feature of our weather today. 66 degrees now. We have a wind coming out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Northeasterly wind this time of year, especially fall, winter, and spring, tends to bring a deck of clouds as it brings some cool air off the Atlantic that tends to have enough moisture to develop that cloud deck. So this is a look at our cloud coverage as we get through the day today, hour by hour, looking at 60 to 70% coverage this morning and then 70 to 80% later on this afternoon. Even with all those clouds, we are not likely to see rain. Stepping out the door this morning, we're looking at 61 in Roxboro, 65 Goldsboro, 66 Southern Pines. Temperatures really haven't climbed very much this morning, and it'll be a slow climb. We only make it into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon, and I'll show you why temperatures remain cool for much of the week. Coming up, Brian.
832, need to update you about some of these backups we're following around the Triangle this morning, starting off with the crash at 87 southbound right around 540 as you head through Knightdale back toward Raleigh. This is the camera at Hodge Road looking toward that 540 interchange, and you can see where they moved everything over to the right shoulder. Still seeing about a 19-minute delay overall on southbound 87 as you head in from the, especially the Wendell Falls Parkway area down toward 540, and then it clears up pretty quickly through that 540 interchange where that crash is. It looks like this is improving quickly, so we should be back to normal here before too long. Some of the other problems we're following around the Triangle include those earlier delays on 540 westbound. We had an earlier crash around Six Forks Road, looking a lot better, though, right now, according to sensors. Only a 7-minute delay from Lewisburg Road out to I-40, and as we zoom in there, and you can see the sensors, especially between Falls of Neuse Road out towards Six Forks Road, things have really improved, but we're still seeing some lingering ramp delays on that southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road heading toward 540. Up in Wake Forest, getting reports of a crash on Calvin Jones Highway. That's the 98 bypass at the Capitol Boulevard interchange. That reportedly is a crash with injuries, and we are seeing some delays on 98, but not on Capitol at this point. Elsewhere, we're going to head to the south side of Durham, where we have a crash reported somewhere along 40 eastbound around the 55 interchange. Not seeing any evidence of the crash itself on the live camera, but you can see that heavy traffic coming in from the Chapel Hill area through South Durham. About a 6-minute delay showing up right now between 15501 and 885.
Thank you, Brian. We're following breaking news out of Fayetteville this morning. A man is dead after a shooting earlier this morning. This happened on Lady Slipper Drive, which is just off of Cumberland Road. Brent Neese was on the scene in the WRL breaking news tracker as police investigated.
The home where this all happened is just down the way here on Lady Slipper Drive. I want to show you a video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene up close. You can see crime scene tape blocks off the rest of the roadway there and surrounds that one home. This is a row of mobile homes off of Cumberland Road. Sheriff's deputies got a 911 call around 12:30 and were here within minutes. That's when they found a man who had been shot. He was pronounced dead here at the scene. I'm working to learn that man's name, as well as whether or not Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies have a suspect in mind. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRL News.
A man is in the hospital this morning after what appears to be a shooting. It happened on Poole Road in Raleigh. Just after midnight is when this took place. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as well as police cleared the scene. Officers were only there for about an hour, and Raleigh police say the man had what looked like a bullet wound. He is expected to recover. There's no word on whether anyone's been arrested out of this.
Western Boulevard is back open this morning after a crash shut it down near I-440. This happened near the diverging diamond portion of the road around 11:30 last night. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as several police cars and fire trucks blocked off the road. We are working to learn what caused the crash and whether anybody was hurt.
Reported crimes in downtown Raleigh are up 60% in the past 8 months compared to the same time frame last year. Today's city council will work to find ways to keep people safe. WRL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down the steps they're taking.
This morning, a committee made up of Raleigh City Council members will meet to discuss an increase in crime that's happening here in Glenwood South and throughout the downtown area. Check out this video from a shooting that happened here just over a week ago, where a man was shot and three people were arrested. Raleigh's mayor, Marianne Baldwin, says the city is still considering hiring private security to combat crime downtown.
In order to have eyes on the street, This is something that the downtown business owners have asked for, downtown residents have asked for. This isn't something that just came out of nowhere.
There were 36 drug and firearm violations, 33 firearms seized, and 34 arrests made in Glenwood South last month. And all of those numbers are up from what we saw in July. The city reports that there were more than 430 911 calls made from this area last month. And Raleigh police will be at this meeting to present information about how they're addressing this issue right now and what more could be done in the future. The meeting is scheduled for this morning at 11:30 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Tonight, parents in Wake County will get a chance to share their concerns with plans to reassign some students to new schools. WRL's Laura Levine tells us parents say this would cause a major disruption to their lives.
Parents who live in Kitts Creek and Providence Place in Mooresville tell me that they were completely blindsided by this news, so much so that they drafted their own proposal and feedback for Wake County leaders, sharing why this plan could do more harm than good for their students. Take a look at this page from the proposal, which shows the list of schools currently overcrowded, according to the district. The student assignment plan was first introduced last week. This map shows you those across the county facing overcrowding issues, highlighted in red, having more than 110%. Board members said the new plan would relieve this by moving some students to other nearby schools. They also say it would reassign some neighborhoods to schools closer to them geographically, easing the commute for families and reducing the distance for school bus drivers. However, the plan would require some students who are in traditional calendar schools to move to year-round schools and vice versa. A parent tells me that she'll have two kids on different schedules for the next several years, and this wouldn't be the first time her family has experienced a shakeup like this in Wake County schools.
I mean, we've lived here in this community for 13 years at this point in the same house, and so to have, you know, four different schools within a five-year period without even moving your home. It's just challenging from a family unit perspective.
Yeah, she says it's really all about the disruption and instability for families impacted by these changes. Tonight, Wake County school board leaders are going to be answering their questions in a virtual meeting beginning at 6 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News in Wake County.
Wake County school officials will also meet today to talk about a controversial new state law. The school board's policy will go over how to implement portions of the new Parents' Bill of Rights. This law gives parents access to lists of what their kids are checking out from the library. It also requires parents be notified of student surveys and consent to them. And it requires teachers to tell parents if the student wants to go by a different name or gender identity. Today's meeting is expected to be the first of several to examine this very broad law. Schools must comply with most of the law by January 1st. For more on it, you can visit WRL.com.
Breaking in the WRL Live Center, Hunter Biden has filed a new lawsuit, a civil lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani and another attorney. He accuses them of spending years of hacking into his electronic devices and then tampering with and manipulating the data taken from those devices. This is related to a laptop the president's son is said to have left at a Delaware repair shop. Hunter Biden has for several years been the target of attacks by Rudy Giuliani, former President Trump, and other high-profile Republicans over the alleged contents of that computer. Claims that President Biden has involvement with his son's business dealings, which are in part based on information from that laptop, are the focus of the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
The heads of Hollywood's Writers Union are set to vote today on the deal that would potentially end their strike. The governing boards of the two branches of the Writers Guild of America are expected to vote today on the tentative agreement reached by union negotiators with Hollywood studios. They are expected to approve the deal. The writers themselves will then need to vote on it as well. The timing of that vote remains uncertain. The Writers Guild and the studios have not yet shared details about what's included in that agreement.
Tonight, the 82nd Airborne Division Chorus has one more chance to impress the nation on America's Got Talent. They'll perform as part of the show's finals. Live tonight, one of 11 acts that made it to the finals. The talented performers say they have their sights set on winning it all.
We're not really thinking about money right now. We're really just thinking about getting out there and making sure that our next performance is the best that we can put out on that stage.
Yeah, the pride of Fort Liberty. You can see them perform on America's Got Talent tonight at 8 on WRAL. Tomorrow night, we'll learn if they win it all.
They're so talented. We are pulling for them for sure. Well, the Powerball jackpot is growing once again. Nobody won the big prize last night. The jackpot for tomorrow night is $835 million. That is the fourth biggest in the game's history. Here's a look at last night's winning numbers. They were 10, 12, 22, 36, and 50. The Powerball was 4 and the Power Play was 2. The next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on WREL.
8:41 right now. A close call for a deputy in South Carolina. We will show you the moment he narrowly missed being hit by a car while trying to stop a man who was on the run.
And fans of The Office, we have a story for you coming up in What's Trending. What we've learned about the potential reboot of the famous sitcom.
And we'll give you a live look right now. Bull City, this is Durham. It's going to be cloudy and breezy today. We will check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner up next.
Welcome back. Just coming up on 8:45 on your Tuesday morning. This is a live look over Sanford. Couple clouds in the sky. Not seeing any rain, though. It's a nice, cool morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Elizabeth, it is finally starting to feel a little bit more like fall.
It is. Yesterday was pretty warm in the 80s, but we're going to drop it into the 70s today and really hold it there for the rest of the week. We take a live look at eastern Wake County. We're looking toward the west. You can see these puffy cumulus clouds close to the ground, but we do have a lot of cloud cover in the mid and upper levels as well. So it feels pretty gloomy out there right now. We're going to have a few breaks in the clouds on and off, but the clouds are going to be pretty persistent for us today. Mid-60s right now, our dew point 62, really haven't seen much of a change since early this morning. We will very slowly climb to around 70 at lunchtime and then into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. That's about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. 75 in Raleigh, 73 in Durham, and 80 degrees in Fayetteville. Muggy meter, not bad. We're going to hold it mostly in the low to mid-60s. That's a little bit high compared to, say, last week when we were mostly in the 50s. But our temperatures are going to be so cool this week that those 60s won't necessarily feel uncomfortable like they would have if our highs were in the 80s or closer to 90. Here's a look at the moisture in the atmosphere. The darker green the color is, the more we're seeing. We're definitely seeing some of that today all the way through around 5 or 6 o'clock. But then we get a nice push of dry air. You might notice it feels a little less humid by Wednesday and Thursday. But again, with these temperatures in the 70s, the humidity is not quite as big of a deal. We have a system to our north and west that stays to our west and a low that hugs the coast but doesn't bring rain our way. That puts us right in the middle with some dry conditions all the way into the weekend. Here's a look at futurecast. We see here at lunchtime a few holes in the clouds. You see where it turns gray there? That's where there are a few holes in the clouds. We're not likely to see any rain today, but mostly cloudy with just a few peaks of sunshine. Watering forecast, you probably don't need to with all the rain that we saw over the weekend with Ophelia. We're looking really good rainfall-wise. We're looking at dry conditions really into the weekend. I know we have that 20% showing up on Saturday, but I don't think that we're going to see much rain. As a matter of fact, the weather right now looks really nice for the Bluegrass Festival. The outdoor events, the street festival is Friday and Saturday with temperatures in the mid-70s. But if you're around downtown, even starting today, you may see people walking around carrying instruments or even playing in downtown Raleigh. They have their business meeting that starts today, so they're in town, and we're happy to have them. How about some fall color in the mountains? You can see the darker green area. That's where we tend to see some color in early to mid-October. That's going to be the higher elevation, say above 4,000 feet. And then the rest of the mountains, say 3,000 feet and lower, usually mid to late October. And then our color doesn't really arrive until early November. But honestly, anywhere you want to pick in the mountains in the month of October, you're going to find some color. Again, right now, some of the highest elevations, especially Grandfather Mountain, Mount Mitchell, or Clingman's Dome, we're going to start to see a little bit of color in the next week or so. But there's good color in the mountains all the way through the end of the month of October. Mid-70s for the rest of this week. Feeling nice, Brian.
Indeed. It is now 8:48. Want to update you on some of these crashes we're following. First of all, we found that crash in South Durham on 40 eastbound at the 55 interchange. This is the bridge over 55 on 40 eastbound, so it's just on the other side. Everything's over on the right shoulder. Seeing about a 4-minute delay right now as you come in from Chapel Hill toward 885. Just a reminder, with those flashing lights over on the side of the road, you do need to move over at least one lane. Still have this crash up in Wake Forest on the 98 bypass or the Dr. Calvin Jones Highway there at Capitol Boulevard. We are seeing some delays, especially on that westbound side of 98 at this point, at least. We're not seeing any backups on Capitol Boulevard itself. Some of the other backups that we're still following on southbound 87, seeing a lot of improvement through Knightdale after that earlier crash around 540, about a five-minute delay showing up there. Looking much better in Hillsborough as well with that earlier crash on 40 eastbound around Old 86, about a one-minute slowdown overall. Still seeing some slowdowns, though, on 540 westbound. Lewisburg Road out to I-40, about a nine-minute delay lingering.
The House Oversight Committee will have its first hearing on Thursday regarding its impeachment inquiry against President Biden. This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opened this inquiry earlier this month. The hearing is expected to focus on the evidence House Republicans have uncovered regarding President Biden's knowledge of and role in his family's business practices. Costco members can now get health checkups online for just $29. It's a new service in partnership with a company called Sesame. Sesame primarily caters to uninsured Americans and those with high deductible plans who prefer to pay cash for their health care. They say its model helps keep prices of services low for its users. For instance, mental health visits are billed at $79. The service is available to members in all 50 states.
Scientists are getting closer to nailing down being able to diagnose chronic conditions of long COVID. Researchers say they may have found potential biomarkers for it. This could give scientists a way to objectively measure who has long COVID and whether or not experimental treatment works. The authors found that those with long COVID had lower levels of the hormone cortisol in the morning, and those patients also had evidence of immune dysregulation, suggesting the dormant virus reawakened in their bodies. A second study found patients hospitalized with COVID were more likely to have damage to the lungs, brain, or kidneys. The man who shot and killed 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, has agreed to pay millions of dollars in restitution. According to court documents, Patrick Crucius will pay more than $5.5 million. Crucius pleaded guilty to 90 federal charges earlier this year. The 2019 shooting is one of the deadliest attacks on Latinos in U.S. history. Crucius is still facing state charges, and prosecutors are seeking the death penalty.
Heart-stopping video from South Carolina shows an intense moment during a chase. See how the deputy throws the stop sticks to end this chase out into the street? The car just veers off the road to miss him and barely misses him. He dove to the ground for safety, and he survived this whole thing. Dorchester County Sheriff's Office released this dash cam video yesterday. Investigators say the deputy escaped serious injury. The man who was driving the car, his name is Robert Quentin. He is now in custody, facing charges for attempted murder, failure to stop, malicious damage to electrical systems for taking out that power pole. Hollywood writers are officially off the picket lines, but another strike looms against major video game companies. SAG-AFTRA members voted overwhelmingly in favor of a strike authorization against the video game industry, though the actors' union says strike authorization does not mean a strike will actually happen.
And once the actors' strike ends, could the crew from Dunder Mifflin be returning to the screen? Rumors are flying about a potential reboot of The Office. There's no word yet on who might be in the cast, but many of the show's stars have expressed interest over the years in a comeback. The show's creator speculated in an interview last year that he might consider an all-new cast. I don't know how people feel about this, because those guys are the OGs and they are the funny ones, and that's who you know from The Office. So I think maybe like the reboot's a good idea, but to have a completely new cast, I don't know.
It'd be hard for me to get my head around
that.
So. And of course, some of the original cast members, they want to come back because they want to get the paychecks again, you would think. It was great success. It was a very funny show. I can't imagine it with other characters. The Cincinnati Bengals, meantime, they have their first win of the season. They played L.A. last night, got some revenge on the Rams, who beat them in the Super Bowl two seasons ago. Joe Mixon gave the Bengals the lead with a touchdown run there in the third quarter. They were able to stop a Rams comeback attempt by recovering this late onside kick. Cincinnati with the win, 19-16.
And former Panthers QB Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a tough night in the other Monday Night Football game. The Philadelphia Eagles defense stuffed them throughout the game, including this tackle for a safety in the third quarter. Philadelphia came away with that win 25-11.
Well, now that fall has arrived, it is the perfect time to go apple picking. It can be a fun way to spend your weekend with friends and family. Plus, the popular fruit offers a lot of health benefits. Apples are low in sugar. Their skin is high in fiber. Research suggests eating apples may help lower risk for diabetes as well. And in addition, apples are rich in antioxidants. Apple a day, you've heard it. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.